What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's right now, though, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner, one of the best podcasts out there, all things covered. It's Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukesville. What's up, B-Mac?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, we are excited about this weekend. I mean, I know you are. Divisional round, you know, everybody's trying to find these upsets, and I'm having a hard time. I'll be honest with you. I do think there's one potential that we'll get to, but B, you know, I want to start with the game Mike and I said we're both excited about, and that's the Bills and Ravens. And what you expect to see in this game, and if you're the Bills, how do you beat the Ravens? What's the approach here? Because I think going into this game, all the momentum, the way the Ravens have played offensively, the way their defense has taken a turn, I just feel like, you know, I think it's a pick'em game, maybe 1 point, but I still feel like they're the favorites to win this game. What do the Bills have to do?
The Bills got to do what they were not able to do the first meeting, which is stopping or slowing down Derrick Henry. You know, Derrick Henry ran for, I think, a buck 90, something like that, against the Bills the first time. He had no answer. And if you look at what he did against the Pittsburgh Steelers last week, when he's rolling the entire offense for the Ravens, they're much better. Lamar Jackson is better. But if you can find a way to neutralize or slow him down and kind of make the Ravens, you know, one-dimensional, you know, then there lies an opportunity to be successful. And the one bright spot for the Bills, Matt Milano was back in the lineup. You know, he's their best defensive player, and clearly his absence was felt the first time when they played Baltimore. Now, he's not a big linebacker, but the thing that he does for their defense, he's the quarterback of the entire unit. You know, they go as he goes. So just having him in the lineup and his ability to be the best communicator on the football field, you know, he's a tackling machine. And just the energy that he brings hopefully should help the Bills, but have a better shot in slowing down Derrick Henry compared to the first meeting.
You know, it's style makes the fight. And Carl talked about the cold weather. I know it was funny, Lamar Jackson saying, yeah, man, it's cold. Apparently they didn't have a thermostat in their training facility because apparently got into the low 30s up there in Baltimore. But B, you played in Pittsburgh. It just changes things. You know, I know if there's snow, that's one thing, but just the cold weather. I know the Falcons were the quintessential dome team. We were horrible in cold weather back in the Mike Vick years.
Yeah, and the thing about Buffalo cold is different than any other place. Like, it gets cold in Baltimore, right? I know firsthand. It gets cold in the D.C. area. It gets cold in Pennsylvania. But Buffalo cold, it hits different. Like, their 30 degrees is not the same 30 degrees that's in Baltimore. Trust me, it feels differently. But until this level, I mean, it is what it is. Now, the one issue I think that would be a potential problem for Baltimore is if it's snowy. You remember weeks ago when San Francisco played Buffalo and it was just snow everywhere? You can tell the 49ers, they were not accustomed to playing that weather. They was not accustomed to handle that type of traction. But for the players there in Buffalo, they have those experiences at least twice, but maybe three times a year, and they're more acclimated. So we're hearing that potential snow could come down in that ball game. And if that's the case, that definitely favors Buffalo more so than Baltimore. And I think that's more of a bigger issue than just having frigid temperatures, because cold is cold. But for these guys at this point, they can go ahead and make the adjustments. But when you're talking about playing in conditions in terms of the field that you're not accustomed to playing in, there lies an opportunity for you to kind of be a step behind compared to the home team in the Bills.
You like the Ravens?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I have to give you my answer with no bias tie, because, of course, you know I'm a Steeler, so I do not like the Ravens. I don't like anything about Baltimore. But they're playing some really, really good football. And I'm not saying the same can't be said for Buffalo, but just the way how they're doing it, it looks different. And, like I said, I think they have the favorite on their team in terms of the MVP in Lamar Jackson. And you know, when Lamar Jackson is just like, he's that type of player where you know he's going to get his. He's going to get his. He's going to get off. He's going to do what he needs to do. So I think Baltimore will make the necessary plays to be able to win.
It is a BMAC. Brian McFadden with us, guys, here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Dukes of Bell live at Peaks in Buckhead. I will bounce around and cover some of the other games. We were talking about how great the Rams look. Aaron Donald steps away in their first playoff game. They crank out 9 sacks. They basically killed Sam Darnold's chance to make more than $40 million. And not sure what Minnesota's going to do. Can the Rams take away or limit Saquon and get Jalen Hurts to maybe force some mistakes?
I think they can call Mike, but I have more reservations about their ability to do that for 4 quarters. Because even if you look at the first meeting, they did a pretty good job against Saquon, except 2 runs. The 50-plus runs that he broke off, that was the issue for the Rams. So you talk about being able to, you know, play good defense against Saquon. Yeah, but you got to do that for 4 quarters, because at any given time, if you're not playing with the right gap integrity, he can turn a 5-yard run into a 6-yard run. But also, too, we're hearing that it could be some snowfall in that ball game. So if that's the case, will that help the Rams defensively, or will it hurt them? You know what I mean, in terms of the traction. But that's, if they can play just to the level they did against Minnesota, this game is going to be very, very interesting, because I can tell you this much. When you look at this matchup, you have to start and you stop with the coaches, right? I've been singing Sean McVay's praise the entire year. I think he's the best head coach in the NFC. I repeat that. I think Sean McVay is the best coach in the NFC, because he's shown the ability to do more with less. And to have this team into the playoffs, if you look at what he did last year in getting that team into the playoffs and basically losing by one possession to the Detroit Lions, that man can coach ball. So if you give Sean McVay a window in this ball game, if you're Philly, look out. It could be a 4-quarter ball game. And the one issue with the Philadelphia Eagles, guys, they've been getting off to slow starts. They've been doing that the entire season, and it showed up last week. The good part for Philly was Green Bay just didn't want to win the ball game.
Yeah.
Because if Jordan Love just played smarter football and just made a extra play here or there, the way how their defense was playing, Green Bay could have won that ball game.
B, you bring up a good point, and I just want to follow up on this, because I said this to Mike yesterday. It was early in the season, but we broke the Eagles off in that big defensive front for 150-plus on the ground. They run the ball like we do, and I'm talking about the Rams. Kyren Williams is a hell of a running back. I think Sean McVay is going to exploit some of the things that we did and other teams that have had success on the ground. I know everybody thinks that you can't run the ball against those guys, but I'm with you on this. And this is my upset, by the way. I think the Rams have a chance to go up there. If the Eagles start slow, to your point, they don't score points like they have in years past. I think the Rams can get up on them, and Mike can be, B-Mac, be in this game in the fourth quarter. That's where I'm at in this game. Do you agree with the run game aspect of what I'm talking about?
Yes, and the thing is, Carl, Mike, people forget about how successful the Falcons were in running the football against the Eagles, because that happened in September. But that tape is still out there. The Falcons, they were able to do something that some teams did not try to do. That's the thing. That was the first time we saw Atlanta stay devoted to the running game. They were patient with it, and they had some opportunities. To your point, Sean McVay is very, very patient as well. And he is going to allow the run to set up that zone play action that they rely on. And one thing we cannot forget and overlook, Matthew Stafford is still Matthew Stafford. Puka Nacua is still Puka Nacua. Now, for some reason, they kind of effaced Cooper Kupp out of the game plan. But, you know, he's still a reliable player for their offense as well. So that when you look at all the games, I feel the same way you feel. Paul, I believe that could be the upset of this weekend because of the experience they have in the head coach and the Matthew Stafford. And to your point, if Philly get up to a slow start and let the Rams get rolling, that snowball might get too big coming downhill for them to move out of.
Right. And if the Rams get rolling, man, A.J. Brown may never get on the field, Carl. I'll be reading War and Peace on the sidelines. Hey, man, it is our man Brian McFadden as we're previewing the playoffs. We all feel Houston's going to get beat by Kansas City. You give the Texans a fighting chance. You just feel KC well-rested, and this is just not a good matchup for C.J. Stroud.
Of course, it's the playoffs. Mike, you got to give them a fighting chance. They've earned the right to be in this position. And let's keep it real. They surprised everyone because that was the upset last week no one was talking about or expecting. Houston winning the ball game, but in the fashion in which they did, their defense was phenomenal. And if they have any hopes to beat Kansas City, their defense will have to do exactly what they did last week, even more, to be able to come out on top. Now, this is a rematch as well. You know, this is a rematch. But the thing about this situation, guys, Pat Mahomes in the playoffs, number one, his career playoff record, he's 15-3, right? The quarterbacks that have beaten Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady twice, Joe Burrow once. Either quarterback is not in the playoffs. Pat Mahomes has never lost a divisional game. Like, he's averaged around 300 yards throwing in divisional games. And get this stat, in divisional games, which he's 6-0, in divisional games, this man has thrown 16 touchdowns and 0 interceptions.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah,
is that not greatness?
Right. Yeah, no, it is. And to your point, like, it's hard to believe that anybody in their right mind, unless you're just, you know, 1-800-GAMBLING, Mike, that you're betting against that.
Hey, Carl, Mike, we can't overlook something. And every time Kansas City plays, especially in a meaningful game, it seems like the ball always bounces their way, right?
It does,
right? Think about it.
Yeah, and this is the other part. They've gotten a lot of rest. We got to ask you about the other game because we are fascinated with Jaden Daniels. They get the Lions. It is hard for me, B, to say with everything that's happened and the Lions where they are and to have the number one overall seed that they're going to screw this up this week. But that kid is something else, man. And if you give him a shot, I'm just saying, like, if this is a three-point game late, and you're telling me you get the ball to Jaden Daniels, that might be a problem.
Hey, Jaden Daniels has the same mystique about his football DNA that Pat Mahomes has. To your point, if you give him the football in a final drive, it's almost like you know what he's going to do. You're just waiting for him to do it. That's the mystique he has. Like, he's Mr. Clutch, and the moment is never too big for him. And to your point, I believe out of all the games we will watch this weekend, the Detroit Lions, they're under the most pressure. And the reason why I say that is because they had a control over their division the entire season. They basically had control over the number one spot the majority of the season, right? So they've been the most dominant, best team in the NFC the entire season, and you have the luxury of having everything come through your place in the playoffs. And if you lose your first playoff game, and also, too, you think about what they did last year. They basically returned the same team, right? So if you lose to a rookie quarterback and a first-year head coach at home, that would be the most disappointing loss out of any game we can talk about and give our predictions on based on how well Detroit has played. And one thing I'm concerned about with Detroit, having that first-round bye, because sometimes that helps teams and sometimes it hurts teams, right? Kansas City, they're used to being in this position, having a bye. We don't know how Detroit will handle this because the last game we saw them play, they were really, really rolling. And sometimes you want to keep that rhythm going because you got nice momentum going, but because of that bye, they had to sit last week out. So that's an intriguing matchup because Jaden Daniels is him. Man, he is a made man. He's a rookie, but he's playing like a double-digit year vet.
Right. Love his game, man. I wanted him here, but obviously that was an impossibility. All right, B-Mac, enjoy the weekend, man. Enjoy MLK Day as well, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Hey, football fans. It's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.